91X News.
It's minus 5 and cloudy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Leah Den Hartog. The intersection at Airport Parkway and Mitchell Road is closed due to a serious motor vehicle collision just east of Belleville near Shannonville. Drivers are encouraged to avoid this area just south of the 401 and use Highway 2 or other alternative routes. The accident happened at around 8:20 Monday morning. Heavy equipment will occupy a portion of Picton Main Street as part of the redevelopment of the Royal Hotel. Traffic lanes will be shifted around the site and minor delays may be experienced. Construction will take place on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Expect delays on Picton Main Street between Bridge Street and Ross Street. Street parking in this area may be limited during this time. On Sunday morning, the Belleville police were phoned in relation to a prowler on Moira Street. 37-year-old Belleville local Jason Lee Molnar was arrested and will be in court on February 15th. He was charged with prowl by night, possession of break and enter tools, wearing a disguise with intent, and breaking enter with intent. Canada's busiest airport says operations are back to normal after U.S. Customs and Border Protection experienced nationwide technical issues this morning. Toronto Pearson International Airport says the issues with the American Authority's customs kiosks, which left border agents processing travelers manually, were resolved. A spokesman for the airport says the Canadian Air Transport Security Authority decided to pause pre-clearance for passengers traveling to the U.S. in Terminal 1 so as not to overcrowd the customs area while the systems were down. The airport says pre-clearance has resumed now that the issues have been resolved. Toronto police say a man they are calling an alleged serial killer is now facing 5 first-degree murder charges related to men who have gone missing from the city's gay village. Bruce MacArthur was previously charged in the presumed deaths of Salim Essen and Andrew Kinsman. Detective Sergeant Hank Indinska says MacArthur has now also been charged in the deaths of Majid Kayan, Surusha Marmudi, and Dean Lesowisk. Encina says police discovered dismembered skeletal remains of at least 3 men at a property related to MacArthur. He says the unidentified remains were found hidden at the bottom of 3 large planters. Police say 66-year-old MacArthur worked as a landscaper. They also say they believe there were more victims, but have no idea how many. The Juno Awards are heading to London, Ontario for next year's celebration of Canadian music. Organizers say they've picked the southwestern Ontario city to host the televised Juno Awards and other events. It's the first time London has welcomed the Junos. Nearby cities like Hamilton and Toronto have hosted the event numerous times throughout its history. This year's Junos will be hosted by Michael Bublé in Vancouver on March 25th. The 48th annual Juno Awards will broadcast live from London's Budweiser Gardens on March 17th next year. A flood recall warning has been issued for coconut tree brand Shredded Young Coconut. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency says the product, which is sold across Ontario, is being pulled from the marketplace due to possible salmonella contamination. There have been no reported illnesses linked to the product. The former president of Ontario's Progressive Conservative Party stepped down just hours before Maclean's magazine published sexual misconduct allegations against him. Don Kelly has more on this.
Rick Dykstra announced his resignation late last night in a Twitter post, saying he'd step aside to let someone else take the helm as the party chooses its new leader in the wake of sexual misconduct allegations that forced the resignation of Patrick Brown. Maclean's reports Dykstra was accused of sexually assaulting a young Tory staffer in 2014 when he was an MP, and says the woman reported the incident to Ottawa police at the time. Maclean says senior Conservative campaign operatives were aware of the allegations and decided to let Dykstra run anyway. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
December brought a rise in the number of asylum seekers caught between formal entry points at the Canada-U.S. border. New figures from the federal government show less than 2,000 people were stopped by the RCMP. The majority were stopped in Quebec, with others in Manitoba and British Columbia. The December crossings aren't as high in comparison to a strike at over 5,000 people stopped in Quebec alone in August. But the figures make December the third busiest month for illegal border crossings in 2017. Floodwaters have reached a peak in Paris and are now threatening towns downstream along the rain-engorged Seine River. Weeks of heavy rains have swollen the Seine and its tributaries, forcing road closures, engulfing scenic embankments, and halting riverboat cruises through the French capital. James Longman reports the high waters have also caused increased sightings of rats.
there's an unfortunate reality for such a beautiful, beautiful city that Paris is kind of known for its rats as well. Some people say as many as 4 million of them. And because of all this rainwater, the sewers have been flushed out and you can now see rats near Notre Dame. There have been lots of videos on social media of these rats scurrying around. And I can tell you from experience of having had one run over my feet, they are enormous. They're the size of cats. It's something that the Parisians are used to hearing about, but I'm not sure they're used to seeing quite so many of them.
The floods have caused damage in 242 towns along the river and are now threatening more towns along the Seine downstream near towards Normandy and the English Channel. It's a mega merger Monday in the drink business. Jim Ryan reports a new deal will unite global brands like Dr. Pepper, 7-Up, Snapple, A&W, Mott's, Sunkist, and Keurig single-serve coffee makers.
Dr. Pepper Snapple Group and Keurig Green Mountain are combining to create Keurig Dr. Pepper, a new beverage company with combined revenues of $11 billion. The deal is expected to close in the next quarter. Despite its heavy revenue, Keurig Dr. Pepper will still be vastly outsized by PepsiCo and Coca-Cola.
News of the deal sent shares of Dr. Pepper Snapple soaring more than 36% before the opening bell on Wall Street. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Now here's a message from Alcoholics Anonymous. What I remember most is the loneliness I felt, the separation from other people. Yeah, at the end, drinking was no fun for me. Since I've started attending AA meetings, perhaps the greatest gift of all is I become reconnected. I'm part of the universe again. I really like myself, and that's beautiful. AA has been like a miracle in my life.
AA. It works. Look us up in the phone book or check your local newspapers.
QNET Sports. A proposed name for a prospective CFL team in Halifax is touching off an explosive debate on social media. On Twitter, CFL is in Halifax pitched the idea of calling the football team the Halifax Explosions, a reference to the devastating explosion in the Halifax Harbor in 1917 that killed about 2,000 people. The group enthusiastically promoted the name, saying that 100 years ago, a force was unleashed that made this city stronger, bigger, and more united than ever before. It didn't take long for people to register their disapproval. One person slammed the idea, saying, "You want to profit off the deaths of 2,000 people? It's in really poor taste." The league has confirmed it has been in talks with a group of prospective owners rallying for the Halifax franchise. Go ahead and take the New England Patriots to win another Super Bowl title. EA Sports, using its Madden NFL 18 simulation, is predicting New England will beat the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. The company has predicted 10 of the 14 Super Bowl winners since it started simulating the game in 2004. The Patriots won last year's Super Bowl against the Atlanta Falcons. Two undefeated teams will be in action in today's opening draw at the Scotties Tournament of Hearts in Penticton, B.C. Manitoba's Jennifer Jones and Team Wildcard's Carrie Anderson will be on the ice. Jones meets Nova Scotia Mary Ann Arsenault, while Anderson faces Saskatchewan's Sherry Anderson. The Boston Celtics are clinging to a one-game lead over Toronto in the NBA's Eastern Conference standings. The Celtics continue their road swing with a stop in Denver tonight. The Raptors have the night off. NHL rinks are dark tonight as the All-Star break continues. Play resumes tomorrow with 12 games on the schedule. The American Hockey League will host its All-Star Challenge tonight in Utica, New York. Russia's team has been banned from the upcoming Pyeongchang Paralympics because of its doping past. International Paralympic Committee President Andrew Parsons says the Russian Paralympics Committee has eliminated corruption from Russia's anti-doping system, but not enough progress has been made to get Russia back into the games.
Despite this solid progress, the RPC has still not met two key reinstatement criteria. These are: the full reinstatement of the Russian anti-doping agency, USADA, by the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA.
The International Paralympic Committee says about 35 Russians will be allowed to compete in five sports as neutral athletes at the Games, which run from March 8th to the 18th. DeMar DeRozan had 19 points and 7 assists as the Toronto Raptors beat the Los Angeles Lakers 123-111 at Air Canada Centre. Ronda Rousey has ditched UFC for WWE. Once the most dangerous woman in MMA, Rousey officially made the anticipated jump to WWE on Sunday night with a surprise appearance at the Royal Rumble in Philadelphia. She says it hasn't really sunk in that she's joining the WWE. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, mainly cloudy today with a 40% chance of flurries later this afternoon and a high of -3. Tonight, we're going to see some periods of snow and around 5 centimeters, a low of -10. Tomorrow, we're going to see more periods of snow ending in the morning and then clearing up around 2 centimeters, and it's going to be a high of -6. At 12:10, it's -5 outside. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Leah Denhartog, News on 91X, next at 1.